I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging. And I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
1 minute, I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.
It's a Netball Show with Mizuno, Andy here, and we're only three rounds in, but wow, what a season can we expect already. On Friday, Simons beat Storm 61-53, but what did Mickey Austin make of the defeat?
Disappointing, to be honest, because, you know, we went out there with a win in mind. We know we're capable of that, and I think in patches we put together a really, really solid performance, probably our best one yet, which is tough to say when you've come away with a loss. But, you know, ultimately the league is such this year that it comes down to such fine margins, and I think Sirens played a really, really clean game in terms of their error rate, and ours was just a little bit higher, and ultimately that proved to be the difference.
Bath beat Wasps 63-51. Mel Mansfield recognised where the game was lost.
Game of two halves, made a strong first quarter, which is what I asked for, and then a poor second half. We were well aware that after half time they were coming back strong at us. I don't think we responded to the changes, and we made some changes that had worked previously, and today they probably weren't as effective. We stopped attacking the game. I don't think we looked like we wanted the ball in attack. We turned over some ball in quarter three, which is always difficult against quality shooters, but then we didn't get any of those to goal, so that started the process of the fourth quarter.
Saturday saw Mavs beat Stars 61-45, but Stars' Melissa Bethel recognises it's going to be a long season.
Winning is not everything. It's about the performance is the ultimate for me. But just doing the basics well. And if we can do the basics well, then we should come out the other end with a successful ending. I'm going for the grand final. This isn't my first rodeo. It's certainly, we know I've got the calibre of players that I have. I'm certainly not training week in, week out, and I'm not pushing them. You know, like, I make these shooters WhatsApp me every day with 500 shots. And if they don't, then they get a phone call from me. So we know the score, and that score is to win. It's certainly not being disrespectful or arrogant. It's about being respectful of the people that we know that we're playing are of a high calibre as well. We know that this competition is the best competition in the UK and on this side of the world. So we want to be the best. And if you want to be the best, don't be scared to say it. And if I've explained to the girls what my outcome and my goal is, and if they know what that is, then they jump on board and they come with me. And that's always been my goal.
And Thunder gave Karen Gregg a birthday win, coming from behind to beat Lightning 67-64. On Monday night, it was a 69-58 win at the Copperbox as London Pulse beat Dragons. And head coach Sam Bird gave the Netball Show this reaction to the win.
I'm just really pleased with the whole squad. The improvements we've shown from a fairly tentative start against Sirens on the opener, just to gain that confidence, get over the line against Storm, and then put that really, really impressive performance in last night. There's lots to be pleased with the squad, and I'm really pleased with the hard work they've been putting in.
It was really nice to see from a neutral's point of view, but what in particular made that little bit of difference for you?
I think playing to the structures we're setting. Certain players are grafting really hard in terms of shutting their opponents down. So like Lindsay and Michelle and Ash are working really hard to shut their opponents down, to enable our ball winners like Hallie and Fumi to really, really fly and win ball. So we've got a really good mix of players that can shut off the options and then players that can hunt ball. And I think everyone enjoyed Adine's performance. That's been coming. And that confidence for her to see Ziggy, feed those balls beautifully to Ziggy, was really, really pleasing.
When you get performances like that in front of that national audience as well, it just shows for itself
it's fantastic.
Doing.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, our CEO's working really hard to up our fan base and grow the club. We're obviously very new at senior level with our second season. So it's really important that we play an exciting brand of netball that people want to come and watch. I think we can safely say we play in a good style of netball. There were lots of school children in there last night, as well as seasoned netball players and seasoned fans, and it's really good to see that mix, and we want to encourage more people to come and see these elite players.
Bath will be next. We could say that every game is going to be a challenge, but it is going to be that way during the season.
I think so, and every team on its day can win, and that's how the league's progressed and what makes the league so exciting. And I don't think there's any coach ever going into any game this season thinking, okay, I can relax here. Every game's a challenge. The players are stepping up for their respective clubs, and that makes the sport really watchable, and that's going to help the sport grow. And I think that's really, really good for our sport in general.
Performances like that every few rounds, you'll be more than happy.
I'm really happy. You know, it's a long way to go. It's three rounds, but we can't have done any better so far. And it's just worth mentioning all the hard work that's going on behind the scenes. Dan Lavapore, our strength and conditioning coach, is getting personal bests out of these players in training, and so that's bringing them stronger, fitter to the sessions that we're then working on, which means they can compete and contest more. And so it's the hard work that's done that nobody sees that we can then bring to training and then ultimately onto the court, and we need to continue that and keep developing every player we have in our squad.
And if you saw last night, fancy getting along to some Pulse home games, londonpulsenetball.com for tickets. Sam, thanks a lot. We'll speak over the season.
Lovely. Thanks, Andy. Thanks all very right. much.
Honorary member of the podcast team, Lindsay Keeble, having a really strong start to the season. And she told us that the whole team are delighted with their start.
So we've had a fantastic start to the season so far for 2020. London Pulse have definitely made a statement. I think we've really pushed on as a team. We've exposed the fact that we've got a really good squad, and our whole bench is actually playing tremendously well. I think it's brilliant that we've managed to have amazing consistency from someone like Ziggy, who's shot phenomenally over the past three games. And it's great to see Adine growing in confidence every single game and just absolutely smashing it on court. It's been awesome to work with Fumi, an up-and-coming 21 player who's just a delight to play with. And, you know, we've got fantastic defenders. Like Hallie Matt has had a great season so far. She's really doing a great job at the back, and it's just awesome to work with all these amazing people. I just think we've just got to keep progressing, keep learning, keep making sure that we make really good impact with the games that we have coming up. We've got a really tough task against Bath, so we know that we've got to put our A game out. And I think if we can capitalise on the really good momentum we've got so far, we've got a really good chance of doing some damage against one of the top teams.
And as congratulations to both the University of Hearts and the University of Birmingham, both through to this year's Books Final, going to be taking place on the 25th of March. Good news, like last year, the final will be streamed live on the Books website. So really looking forward to that. Seeing some really top talent, including the likes of George Lees and Fran Williams as well. Wednesday the 25th of March, Hearts v Birmingham in this year's Books Final. Congratulations to everybody.
Life can be a bit of a handful.
But what do?
Let go.
Or grab on to everything it has to offer.
Ask yourself, do you back down when things get tough?
Or confront them, breasts on?
Do you give up or give it hell?
Do you ignore your amazing boobs or fearlessly check them regularly?
We thought so.
This is Grabbin' Life by the Boobs.
So grab regularly and check out any changes.
It could save your life.
Search Copperfield. Grab life.
We know that 1.4 million women and girls across the country are playing netball, but the clear majority are still playing in running shoes or generic trainers, which don't provide the necessary support required to play the fast-moving and dynamic sport that netball is today.
So as a sports injury specialist, one of my biggest bugbears is seeing netball players playing netball in running shoes. So the benefit of a netball shoe over a running shoe is they're designed to give you more stability and allow you to change direction with better grip, and also allow you to give it a more stable knee and ankle position when coming down from a height, therefore reducing the risk of injury in those two areas.
It's a netball show with Mizuno. The recent good news I saw was the fact that the Isle of Man are going to be developing their very own men's netball team, and we're joined by Michael Joseph to find out more. Michael, how did you first get involved with the sport?
Sure. So growing up in Australia, mixed netball was a pretty ordinary and common sport. I played a little bit of at university with various groups there. And so for me, growing up in Australia, men playing netball is a very normal part of life. Coming over here to the Isle of Man, here in these British Isles, I discovered that men playing netball was unusual, and so didn't really play much. But the Manx Netball Association here on the Isle of Man has been working for several years, has run various mixed netball events. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed playing. And then late last year and early this year, had a bit of a chat with Claire Batty, who's the new Manx Netball Development Officer. And she said, hey, how about you get involved and help lead this thing? And here we are now in February, March, and we've got the beginnings of a Isle of Man men's netball team.
So were you surprised at the lack of the men's game in both the Isle of Man and the UK?
Yeah, that's right. And so I think there's a real opportunity for men to play netball, because netball fundamentally is a fun sport. I don't think that sport has chromosomes, and I think that sport can be a good opportunity to have a bit of fun, have a bit of fitness, and take part in everything, all the fun parts that we know and love about sport. And so for me, getting involved in the Isle of Man men's netball team was really just about that. It's a good, fun sport, and that's all there is to it.
Recent years, we've seen the strides that Knights have done making inroads here.
I was vaguely aware of that, but obviously the UK is very independent and separate from the Isle of Man. And so while I was nominally aware of it, I cannot say that it was really a driving factor. You know, the driving factor here was just it's a fun opportunity for men and, you know, of course, women to play a sport that is ultimately fun. It's, you know, it's competitive, it's fast. And one of the things that I think that a lot of men are really surprised to learn is just the intellectual basis of the game as well, in that a lot of netball is in the mind, a lot of the contest of how you move and how you position your body. You know, obviously there is a certain degree of athleticism to it, but it's also a degree of intellectual contest as well, which I'm sure that the men of the Isle of Man will enjoy.
And those first trials for the Isle of Man's team took place recently. How do you feel it went?
So it was really good. We had on a bright and early 9 a.m. on a Sunday morning, which probably didn't help turnout numbers. But we had a dozen guys come along, get up. They had a lot of fun. It was our very first session there, so it was a real introduction to some of the skills, some of the movements, and some of the rules of the sport. And I think it's fair to say that there will need to be some significant refinement in terms of rules obedience. But certainly, you know, it's you know, it's really good to see, you know, a dozen boys come out there at 9 a.m. on a Sunday morning, have a bit of a run around, and to really, you know, get into the spirit of things.
Yeah, it's all about the building. So what are the plans long term?
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're going to keep on getting this around, getting men's netball to keep building on the Isle of Man. So our next session will be on the 15th of March at 11 a.m. here on the Isle of Man, which will be a bit of fun. And so that'll be happening there in just a couple of weeks from now. But in the longer term, what we want to do is we want to build a team that is able to provide some good competition to the Isle of Man women's netball team. We want to build a team that is able to represent the island against other nations, whether it be in Europe or further afield. And we also want to build the sport so that there's enough men who are getting involved so we can play amongst ourselves. And so that first threshold, I guess, will be, you know, 20 boys turning up on a regular basis so we can get two teams to play against each other with a couple of subs and a couple of umpires. But in the longer term, you know, it'd be great to have a men's league of, you know, of 4 to 8 to, or even more teams taking part on a regular basis so we can have a league of a sport that's fun, and a sport that is really open to anyone who wants to get involved at different levels.
And the best place to find out more, netball.im, that Manx Netball website?
That's it. The Manx Netball Association website is netball.im, and that's open to anyone. Our next little session will be at 11 a.m. on Sunday, March 15th, and that's a real opportunity, again, for anyone to get involved. If you play netball at a high level, if you play netball at a low level, if you've never played netball before, come on down. It's welcome. It's open to anyone. There's no charge at this stage, and so it'll be you know, opportunity for anyone who wants to have a bit of a run out, especially over the summer months. So here on the Isle of Man, we've got the big sports of football and rugby and basketball primarily take place over winter when it can get a bit chilly, whereas netball will typically be taking place over the summer periods, which is an opportunity to do something in the otherwise off months and get a bit of fitness, have a bit of fun, and hopefully do some good things.
This weekend's the final closing date for this year's Golden Globe Volunteer Awards. If you know somebody that's worthy of a nomination, head to the England Netball website and click on the volunteering section. Well, I mean, speaking to Imogen Greyback about the benefits of volunteering and the importance that young volunteers play in the game.
Young volunteers are our future, and I think that we've got really good programs like the University Netball Officer program in universities, developing individuals, helping activate participants through those things. We have a reward and recognition scheme called Pass on Your Passion that recognizes those volunteers that contribute 50, 100, 200 and 400 hours to netball. But I think what we really want to do is kind of activate and make sure that we're talking and promoting schemes that are relevant to the age group. So we really want to try and help ensure that we build partnerships with volunteers to make sure that we're really listening to them and making sure whatever we create is really relevant to them rather than just thinking we think we know. We need to talk more to young volunteers to look at how they want to get involved and what would attract them to develop across those different bubbles throughout their life to help add value to netball moving forward.
I've seen what the Golden Globes ceremony is like firsthand in Liverpool last year, and it's just nice to be involved with something like that.
Absolutely. And I think in regards to those events, they are hugely important. The national event will take place again on the 12th of July 2020. Yeah. But I think the real key message is that there are a series of 9 regional events that happen before that for 8 out of the 11 awards that are available. And I think we really want to try and help raise the profile to the whole netball community that this is a reward and recognition process. But I think in addition to the nominations and having these really prestigious and wonderful events that bring volunteers from across the country to celebrate together, we need to ensure that we celebrate at regional level together and also through the ongoing little nuggets that volunteers add throughout the year. And it's not just 2 points and that's your thank you. You know, how do we empower volunteers to thank each other locally and participants to do that? Because some of our insight shows that actually some volunteers are more motivated by being recognised by the participants they're helping through netball or their fellow peer volunteers as well. So I think it's a dual approach, ensuring that they feel valued by the governing body, England Netball, but also empowering volunteers to thank and value each other.
And from your point, Imogen, you've had a few months in the job now, but you'd be just wanting to reach out and thank every volunteer in the game?
I absolutely do, you know, because I think everybody has a key place in netball and makes a really significant difference. I don't know how I'm going to be able to get to speak to every 26,000. So I am hoping that the volunteer connections I build throughout this role can help become ambassadors and champions for a consistent message that we can share together. But maybe one day I'll be able to come on the show and say, hey, Andy, I've managed to speak to every 26,000. Maybe I should try and measure that. Hey.
What do you think the main focus of your job will be this year?
I think a large part is about activating the strategy or implementing it. So it's great that it's a document on the website, but actually I really need to connect with the key organisations with volunteers to help them understand it, feel part of it and kind of work out what it means and what's important to them. And a key area of focus for me in the start is looking at the capture and kind of recording of data that we can measure it, but also the stories about our volunteers, because I think they're some of the really powerful areas that will help us build this movement and raise the profile of the different roles that are out there. I'm lucky enough, I've been doing a little bit of work talking to our honorary life members. Yeah. And they're some really amazing individuals that have been pioneers of the sport and, you know, national coaches or national roles and still add so much value to the netball family across different regions, but also on a national and in some cases international level. So it's how can we share some more of those stories and raise the profile of those roles, continue to map and connect with that volunteer network and really focus on that element. Looking at the pivoteer learning from the World Cup, and ensuring that we really help promote the event volunteering opportunities that are out there, how people can get involved and sign up, and also how they could get involved locally. If they really enjoy doing an event with England Netball at a national level, how can we signpost them to more local competitions and event opportunities they might be able to support? And also really understanding this local bubble of club volunteers, the support they need, and that side of things through the Love My Team, it is also going to be a big priority. And making sure we have a fantastic Golden Globes event and lots of nominations and people thanking each other and being proud to volunteer. So plenty to keep me busy.
Thanks for your support as always. You can send us a message. We're at the Netball Show. Oh, and watch out for our extra episode tomorrow.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, and I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.